You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Spooky stuff. It's a scary Halloween. I'm terrified. It's that music. It's got me terrified. I'm going to hide under the desk here. I really am. What's Brad Mellon doing? Our equipment
guy. What's
up, Brad? Kind of giving us some attitude outside the window here.
Always walking around in his hoodie and his shorts, like no cares in the world.
You got to treat that guy
very
right.
Very comfortable.
He hooks you.
He's the man.
Guy. He gets you.
I love Brad.
Brad hooks up everybody in the entire building, but especially players and coaches.
And he could hear that. You hear that?
Of course
he said
we
love Brad.
Said
he gave a little salute as he went down the stairs.
We're not dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, we know who to say who he loves.
That's right. Now that
who can help us? It's all self-serving.
Oh, come on.
No. It's real. It's from the heart.
You
from
are.
From the heart, man. Hey.
We got busted for being from the heart.
We got to get. That's true. I want to get into some tweets. But before we do that, we brought up Willis McGahee's name a little bit. I'm sorry? Oh, do we want to talk with Gerard? All right, before we do that, let's talk with Gerard.
Of course.
Maybe if we don't get to this, we can get to tomorrow. We can't. With Gerard, we always got to talk with. Gerard, how you doing?
Not good after that introduction. Good Lord, Vic.
Gerard,
apparently you can't do anything for Vic.
The music.
If you were Brad Mellon, you would have got a much better introduction.
The music just got me going, Gerard.
You're a pair of Nikes, you're good to go.
Exactly.
I'm in a state of panic.
You're going to have to give some swag, Gerard.
This is one of my guys. I love Gerard Cherry. And by the way, what's the Halloween setup in the Cherry household tonight?
Oh, no. Gerard will be at Tomo Sushi Nabachi for the costume party.
Ooh.
The hottest one in the city. I'm
Gerard Cherry here for Tomo Sushi and Hibachi.
Are you going to be in any sort of costume yourself?
I will be myself.
Okay.
So that will be about the extent of it.
So the patrons, how about the staff, restaurant staff, anybody?
Everyone and their mom will be dressed up as something, Vic. I just will be an oddball who will be just as myself because I just don't do that.
You just don't do it. Okay. Understood.
Well, by all means, you and Nathan are more than welcome to come out. You will get the VIP treatment and a half. So if you're looking for something to do this evening, from 10 to who knows when.
From 10 to who knows now. 10. Only bad things can happen after 10 to me. I know that.
Exactly.
Either that or I sleep. One or the other. Hey, Gerard, as we were talking about this, we had a really interesting discussion. I don't know how much of it you were able to hear with Stan White. And this Ravens team, its psyche. And then when we got into the break after that, we looked. Nathan and I looked at each other and said, okay, wouldn't it be so much nicer if they were coming in sort of softened up, if they had won some things? They've stewed now on a bye week with a team that's struggling. They're hearing all kinds of criticism. It can't be a fun place to be in Baltimore if you're a Raven. They're coming in here pretty mad.
Yeah, they are coming up here fired up, and historically speaking, Harbaugh does a great job winning after byes. Same time, though, for this Browns team, you want them to come in here stirred up, mad, because you may take their heart away from them quicker. Because if they're already saying, okay, I had 2 weeks to prepare for this football team, and they're still hitting me in the mouth, they're still giving me the business, what gives? So sometimes it can be a good thing for a team to be all focused and ready to go and do their thing, and then you hit them in the mouth a few times, and they say no mas.
It's a team that could be entering this, though, with a crisis of, you know, confidence. And it's a Ravens team coming off of losing three of their last four by 8 points total. Mm-hmm. They've struggled a little bit. It almost, you know, in some ways, maybe the Browns are catching them at a good time. But in another respect, they've been hearing about this over the bye week for 2 weeks. Maybe they're not catching them at such a good time.
Yeah, it never is a good time to catch a team because, yes, they'll be focused. They have some proof. They're well-rested, and that will help them heal up those men's that they were having troubles with. I just hold to the mindset, though, of a team, especially like the Baltimore Ravens, who still have that element in them of they're going to talk a game, but if you hit them enough and you punish them enough, eventually they'll fold. You can't let them be the more physical team. And that's one of the things the Browns will have to do, which is supersede their energy. And I want to see it at the start because that has been a problem for our team in that starting games. You don't start out fast and quick. You start out slow. So, yes, the Ravens will be fired up. They'll be galvanized and ready to go. Harbaugh will make all the proper adjustments and give you the perfect speech to start off the second half of this season. But ultimately, if the Browns can do what the Browns are capable of doing, which is be more physical, which is execute, which is let Jason Campbell hopefully play competent football. Special teams does this part. You can win this game by being consistent and having more energy and applying the pressure on a team that's in the back of their mind, though fired up, is saying to themselves, have we lost our fastball?
You heard what Ray Horton said today, and he said that moment of truth meeting took place at halftime Kansas City,
Come
to Jesus session, and the whole fired up deal. And he said it mostly originated with the players, but whatever, they responded in the second half. From your experiences, how sustainable are those kinds of moments?
They're very sustainable if you're willing to go out there and sacrifice yourself in the process of saying, you know what, I'm going to give the energy, I'm going to give the physical play, and I'm really going to lay it on the line for my teammates. If you take that approach and you really embrace that and you're willing to give of yourself to that level, it's sustainable for, heck, 10, 15 years. That's pretty much what you have going on in New England with that core that's still there, which only really remains Tom Brady and Wolfert from when I was there. So it's about that sacrificial play, man, and just really saying to yourself, this is about my team and it's about giving my all for them. And when you have that meeting where it's like, you know what, we're not going to allow ourselves to play pathetic and purposeless football, but really go out there and lay it on the line, it is a beautiful feeling. I mean, nothing, it's hard to find something that matches it. I mean, you can get it on shows in which we have that type of vibe and chemistry, but I'm telling you, when you have 50-something men coming together with that same mindset, it's a beautiful thing.
All right, Gerard, you're a beautiful thing. Thank you, and enjoy the
Halloween at Tomo.
Halloween fest at Tomo.
Gerard Cherry here for Tomo Sushi and Hibachi.
I have some Nikes for you tomorrow, Vic.
Please do, and then I'll
get you a better intro.
Then I'll remember the segment. I need something. All right, well, it's been a fun edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Halloween tonight. Hey, when you're driving around, just remember the fact that you got a lot of kids out there. They're not looking for you, so please look for them, and we'll see how the weather gets going tonight. It'll make it even tougher on visibility, but just be safe out there. Let's make it a safe and enjoyable and fun for everyone, and happy when you guys are back with us tomorrow. Stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard. That is next. Want to thank for this show, Jameer Howerton, for being a part of it, and for bringing aboard T.J. Ward with us, Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Stan White, want to thank him, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, Megan Rock, for doing the tweets during the show and also putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be on clevelandbrowns.com. I highly encourage you to check that out later. Did I cover it all, Nate?
You certainly did, and you did so with panache.
Happy Halloween to you and your family. You're going to be taking
likewise,
the kids out
we
today.
Will, yeah.
All right, I got no kids to take out now. They're all grown now, so I'm certainly not going to walk around. That'll be awkward. All right, we will be back with you again tomorrow.
To get you arrested.
Cleveland, good. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Oh. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.